Good morning. You may already know that I'm James Hickish, an associate priest here at St Mary's. I'm known for having wheels. This came as an unexpected bonus. Let me explain. My full-time job was head teacher of Ely St Mary's Church of England Junior School. I absolutely adored that school, and particularly its strong Christian ethos. It came as a delight, if not a surprise, to feel myself during that time being called by God to ordained ministry as a head teacher. The first sense of this came following a Cassia weekend in the London Diocese in 2007. Swiftly on return from this life-changing retreat, I went to meet Mike Banyard, my then vicar in Fordham, to see what I should do about this funny feeling of God calling me to ordained ministry. To cut a long story short, I started the very long and thorough process of discernment, culminating in a BAP, and passed the BAP, Bishop's Advisory Panel, receiving a congratulating call from Bishop David Thompson. The diocese agreed to fund my semi-residential part-time ordination training course with the Eastern Region Ministerial Course to start in 2009. I lapped up the training, notwithstanding some very unflattering essay marks. I passed the course and was ordained deacon at Ely Cathedral in June 2012, to be priested there the following year, June 2013. Bridget and I upped sticks and moved the family to Ely to be near school and also to be able to fully participate in St Mary's Church life. It was all going so well. I was just starting to develop my formal ministry at St Mary's School and Church, and Bridget and I were even discussing future plans for parish ministry. Unusually, I was allowed to carry out my curacy at my sending parish here at St Mary's and through the school. I was primed and ready to go. I won't deny it. I was feeling blessed and on track with God's plan for me, particularly as we had a wonderful new vicar who was so encouraging and happy for me to join the ministry team and develop my vision for the school-church partnership. Unfortunately, it was just before Christmas in December 2014, coming up to 5 years ago now, we had the carol service on the Sunday in church, always a lovely occasion. I read the Isaiah reading about walking in light and darkness. But the following morning, was on playground duty during a conversation with a parent, I had the strangest sense that I was having a stroke. I'd seen the adverts on TV and recognised all the signs. The parent looked a bit surprised when I said, "Will you excuse me a moment? I think I'm having a stroke." I called to the nearest teacher and explained just in time for him to catch me as I fell to the ground. I had started feeling funny at 8:50 a.m. The ambulance was called and a paramedic arrived by 9:15 a.m. and I was in surgery for a brain hemorrhage by noon, recovering in intensive care with my wife Bridget by my side by 4 p.m. I later heard that friends at St. Mary's Church has set up a prayer meeting in support of me. How wonderful. Thank you. There began a long and still ongoing process of rehab in Addenbrookes and at home. I spent just under 11 months in hospital. Whilst there, the hospital chaplaincy team were a great support, both with visits and prayer. As I continued to improve, Bridget would come in and wheel me to morning service, whether I wanted to go or not. So much for a plan. Bridget often tells me of a time soon after I was first ill when she drove into a Tesco car wash and found herself shouting a prayer through the soap and the bristles. What's the blooming plan, God? The chap scrubbing the rear window must have been quite surprised. The need to develop patience at that time wasn't lost on us. It wasn't just a matter of good practice, but actually crucial to our survival. I would now like to read to you two verses from Genesis, which helped me considerably during my rehab. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. It was a frequently asked question at the time, after all those years of discernment and training and two enormous ordination services, James, you had a stroke. Surely that had a negative impact on your faith. Well, tact is simply lost on some people. And I'm not going to pretend that when I was coming round from my operations that I was thinking, yippee, this is exactly what I had in mind. However, I have always tried to maintain a prayerful attitude to what has happened to me. Those two verses from Genesis tell me that before the beginning of time, the Lord had a plan for the world and every single person in it. God is relational. From the start, we see him as God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit, the Trinity working in relationship throughout creation, to the glory of God, and of course creation is still ongoing. Genesis tells us that God's plan was fully in place from the outset, thanks to the operation of the Trinity, cooperation of the Trinity. It took me a ridiculously long time to realise, whilst lying in my hospital bed, that I was disabled down my left hand side, and it took me forever to realise that this was how I was going to be for the rest of my life. So was there any point in me or others praying for my complete recovery? Well, yes, I believe that I benefited from the great deal of prayer that was being offered on my behalf, and that I felt that benefit, whether or not by miracle I should be healed down my left side. I have told people, and very possibly some of you here, that I believe God has told me that I will walk again. We mustn't put any limitations on God's ability to heal in the Holy Spirit. And as yet, I have not been given the gift of walking again, but I am patient. There has to be some reason why I put myself through weekly physiotherapy. If in these months and years I have learnt something, it is that God works according to his timescale. God always answers prayer, but not always with a yes, I'll do that for you, in quite the way we had in mind.